lost time going through that traffic and just came out behind him and wound up second today. So just really proud of my Busch Beer Ford Mustang guys. They did a great job all weekend of giving me fast cars and chances to, you know, to win both races. And in the end, we were 50%. So just really proud of everybody.
All right. We'll now start with questions for Kevin. If you have one, friendly reminder, you may use the group chat or you may raise your hand within the Zoom platform. And we're going to take our first question from Mark Garrow with PRN. Mark, go ahead.
Thank you. Congratulations, Kevin. Great weekend. Now that we've done the two races one weekend, how do you feel this will work in the future? Was this a winning format, and would you do anything different?
I think the format was great. You know, I think, for everybody in the garage, I think it went well. I think, obviously, it's the hardest on the guys on the team, so I'm sure the teams will have, you know, a little bit to say about, you know, the start time of the first race and you know, trying to give the guys a little bit more time instead of getting them here early in the morning and sending them home early in the morning. You know, I think, that would be better. But, you know, I think overall, I think everybody would be super happy with, a much shorter season and multiple doubleheaders. So, yeah, I think it went well.
So for a weekend, you finished first and second. We can't really get much more than that. Are you completely satisfied with that?
I think we had a better car today than we did yesterday. And so that's kind of the way it goes, right? You know, you win the one that you don't think you have the better car, and you finish second in the one you think you have the best car. So, you know, I think overall you can't be dissatisfied with the first and second. So I'd feel childish if I sat here and nitpicked that apart.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll take our next question from Bob Pockers. Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, Kevin, you talked yesterday about missing the fans, and I'm curious, did you even miss the fireworks here this weekend?
I didn't. I'm sure the fans did. I'm old, Bob. I'm usually asleep by the firework time the fireworks go off. So if they're not racing in Iowa or somewhere that's not here, I'm usually in bed. So between the fire engines and the fireworks, I don't miss the fireworks.
Just how different is the whole weekend vibe for you without fans?
Well, there's really not a full weekend. So, you know, it's our race day shows up. You show up on race day and, you know, you check in and you spend a couple hours and then you go get in the car. So, you know, race day winds up being pretty busy, actually. But, you know, the whole vibe is just different because of that exact fact. You don't have a whole race weekend. You don't have that interaction with the fans. You know, yesterday and all the races that we've won have just been really strange just because you have all that emotion and there's nobody there to share it. So it's definitely a much different vibe and very lonely out there.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll take our next question from Marty Smith. Marty, go ahead.
When you just said right there all the races we've won, you've won a lot of them. So has Denny. This looks to like it's kind of shaping up like a Harvick Hamlin show. What's your perspective on how they're running and whether or not he might be your greatest threat as we progress through the season?
You know, I think as we go through these styles of racetracks with, Pocono and, you know, obviously he does really good at Homestead and Martinsville. We go to Michigan. So there's a lot of the racetracks that both of us are and our teams do a really good job at. So, you know, I think as you look at last year and this year and, you know, I know Kyle hasn't really put it all together yet, but you know those guys, the Gibbs guys, even Martin, do a really good job. And you know Denny's been consistent over the last couple of years with Chris, and those guys just that's what it takes. It takes that chemistry between crew chief and driver and team, and they just, you know, you just never know when it's going to be like that. But those guys are really good. I know Rodney and Gabe Hart are, they're good. Good acquaintances, I guess you could say, and they're both of our crew chiefs are just really old school racers that do a good job in the engineering era of, you know, being able to look at the car and you know come at it from a driver's perspective. So yeah, they've definitely got their stuff together right now.
You're both championship caliber, you think, right?
I think so. You know, I mean, we're winning races and doing the things that we need to do right now and running up front. And And, you know, I think, you know, obviously when you look at the win column, that's really, you know, as long as you're winning races, that's what it takes to win championships.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, we're going to take our next question from Zach with the Pocono Record. Go ahead.
Kevin, this is the latest I can recall of race finishing here at Pocono. Did the track drive any differently as it cooled off any, or was the visibility any different? And did the darkness play any factor in the strategy calls at the end?
No, not really. You know, it wasn't terribly dark. I've run around some racetracks with, you know, people shining headlights on the racetrack so you could make those last couple laps at tests and things like that. So, you know, I think everybody did a great job getting the whole race in, and you know, we've been in a lot of circumstances like that, and I can remember a race at Indy where we just kept wrecking and finally it got dark and ended everybody's misery. So definitely not the first time we've been in this situation.
Thanks.
Okay, we're going to take our next question from Jeff Gluck. Jeff, go ahead.
You know, Kevin, when the season started out and even when you guys came back, it was like, Every week we're talking about Chase Elliott and Bowman. It seems like Hendrick has the speed, and you know, Chevy with the way they've done their car had some sort of advantage. But now it just seems really even. I mean, do you see all three manufacturers being relatively like the parity there right now?
You know, I think a lot of that just depends on the racetracks that we go to. I think they didn't run as well as I thought they would this particular weekend, but I think when you look back at the last couple weekends, you know, it's kind of come and gone, right? You know, so Chase has kind of been the most consistent Chevy, and Alex has won a race and you know, done okay here and there. But you know, I think for the most part, it seems pretty even, and hopefully we can keep making our cars better and keep up with everybody.
Thanks.
Okay, we're gonna take one final question with Kevin and Jenna Fryer. Go ahead.
Hey, Kevin, I'm curious. This whole season's been weird. Now you guys are going to Indianapolis next weekend for a doubleheader with another series. Do you think even under these strange circumstances that this race could still have a potential positive impact for the motorsports community?
I think our races have had a positive impact on the motorsports community every week because we're, you know, when you look at our sport and you know, you look at being back on the racetrack, I think this was our 11th race, I believe, since we've come back, and our industry has just done a great job and really been, you know, the leader in trying to help other sports figure out how they're going to get back on track. But I think when you look at the Indy doubleheader and, you know, you hear guys from both sides, we had Tony Kanaan on my radio show talking about this particular weekend and Indy cars and NASCAR running together. But we're all racers. We all just want racing to be successful. I know it, you know, it's kind of had that stigma for a number of years of, you know, there's the IndyCar guys and there's the NASCAR guys. But one thing I learned over the winter doing iRacing, racers are racers. If you race on a computer, you race an IndyCar, everybody wants to see a good race and be a part of a cool event. So I think that's what it's going to be. It's going to be a cool event. And I think, you know, with Roger Penske owning the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, you're going to see some things different. And I think this is just the first step of many that will, you know, will bring exciting shows to the racetrack.
Cool. Thank you.
Kevin, we appreciate your time, and we wish you the best of luck next week.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.